And I think this book is kind of trying to research that word that
yeah.
is cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Much different and things like that. And I found this other one that looks a bit easier to drink out because it was different. But what's that about?
It's all the same. Yeah. Plagioclase is just another name for a feldspar.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So, and
over hornblende.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine because you'll see down here that we've gone olivine pyroxene amphibol. Olivine pyroxene amphibol. Hornblende's just another name.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of terminology in earth science, and this is a very soft introductory view because quite a lot of students sort of don't do very much at all, so they're just trying to make sure you know a little bit of the language of that. And soil science itself is good stuff. There's plenty of job opportunities in Australia for it. That and hydrology are areas that are really pretty solid because there's going to be a lot of demand in the future. So this then is helping us predict which particular silicates will be found unaltered in the soil. Obviously, if we've got olivines and things, it's highly unlikely that they're going to be hanging around for any period of time in the soil. They will undergo attack and will end up altered. So in this case here, we're taking a sodium feldspar and we are then reacting it with carbonic acid, and the result is our silicic acid and kaolinite clay. The kaolinite clay, then, there are several different ways of representing the formulas for these things. And when you're reading the books, you'll sometimes see Al2Si2O5OH4, and other times you're going to see Al4Si4O10. You're just going to have to go with the flow. It's just trying to identify the very simplest relationship between the components. The other ones try and relate more to the actual structural unit, which is replicated through the structure. So there's a bit of mixing and matching there. Now, the way chemical attack is occurring, then, it's occurring on the outside surface. So here we put a picture of a piece of feldspar. You can see the dimension here is 10 micrometers. So this particular electron micrograph showing a very acid attack outside surface of this particle. And this is occurring because the charge is mostly on the outside. On the inside of the mineral, you have got the appropriate cations balancing the structural charge, but on the outside surface, that has been eroded, and so your outside surface then will typically carry a negative charge because, I mean, when looking at these minerals, this thing here, the sodium, is a bit that's going to fall off, leaving behind a charged structure. So that negative is then easily able to be attacked by H+. So acid attack is quite common. And again, I give you this equation as well in your equation list. That's referred to then as incomplete acid hydrolysis. We're undergoing alteration as we turn our feldspar primary mineral into kaolinite clay, secondary mineral. The silicic acid then, in an average sort of river, we might find about 14 ppm of this stuff, but it's very hard to characterise. As soon as you try and play with this stuff, it turns into something else.